Sometimes it really happens that we struggle in our relationships badly, no matter if it is with the right person. We really struggle a lot sometimes, no matter when everything is going right. But sometimes it happens that things just seem to be slipping off our hands. We just can't do anything. And we sit there in a corner of our room and we just feel very much miserable. So this is the reason why I am bringing you this episode, in which I'm going to discuss my 5 tips that you already know, but you often neglect, but you often forget. So in this episode, I'm going to tell you my 5 tips to make your relationships healthier, to make your relationships happier, and to actually be more happy in your relationships. Now, a lot of people must be wondering that Sakshi, we are singles, we don't have anyone in our life. This episode is also for you. Why? Because in the near future, you are going to get someone who is going to be very close to your heart, and you are going to suffer in that. Now, when I say suffer, I don't mean to say that you're really going to suffer because of that toxic person. Suffer because every good relationship is not easy. We fall. We have to face so many hard times. So you have to face that as well. So better be prepared in advance. So that is why this episode is for each and every person who wants to make their relationships a better one, a healthier one. Hey guys, I'm Sakshi Saxena and I'm the host of Towards Self Growth with Sakshi. I'm a lifestyle coach and I consult people regarding relationship problems, regarding self-growth, regarding mental health. And so far in this 1 year of my experience, I have consulted over 50 plus clients and all of them have shown me positive results. So I always feel so much connected with you all because you people make me feel that I'm actually of some help to you. And I'm absolutely honored that I have this privilege, I have this opportunity that I can help so many people, that I can connect with so many people on an emotional level and I can actually understand them. So if you are looking for hope, if you are looking for answers, if you want someone to understand your problem, if you want someone to answer to some of your questions that you are really struggling with, just let me know. Just go on Instagram. My Instagram handle is @SakshiSaxena. Just go there and DM me and let me know how can I help you. How can I actually help you in taking out of your problem? Let's talk. Let's not just suffer in silence. Okay, so let's begin this episode, and this is episode number 4, in which I'm gonna discuss about my 5 tips that everyone should keep in mind when they are in a relationship with someone they know is the right one, but because of few things that keep happening in our life, we just ruin it. We just not ruin it, but we just make it a little weak. So as I said in the starting only, that this episode is not just for people who are in a relationship, but also for people who are going to be in a relationship. So without wasting time, I'm going to keep this episode very short to not waste so much of time. Let's get started. My first piece of advice for whoever is in relationship and know is the right one for you, just know this thing. First tip is trust your partner. I know you have heard this thing like a tons of time, but I'm telling you this thing. Trust your partner. If you don't trust your partner with your whole heart, you are going to be insecure like a hell lot of times in your relationship, and that is only going to make your relationship weak day by day. So it's very much important to trust your partner, and how that trust is going to build up in you, you are going to get your answer in the next step. The next tip that I want to give you if you want to make your relationship a better one is understanding. understand your partner's feelings, how that partner is feeling, rather than saying that, hey, I don't understand you, what you are doing, or I really don't understand the kind of work you do, I really don't understand what you just keep on saying. Try to say that, I actually feel you, I understand you, that why you said what you said, right? Use these kind of languages when you are conversing with your partner. Do not be so loud, do not be so harsh when you're talking with your partner. Always try to use soft language. Always try to use the language of love. Tell your partner that, hey, I really understand you and I really respect your decision. Even if you don't know what they are doing, no, like you might be knowing that what they are doing, even if you don't like what they do, like whatever work they do professionally, just say that I understand you, that you believe in what you do and I respect it that you do. I may not believe in what you do, but I respect that you do. Have this kind of tone while you are talking with your partner. Obviously, there are not going to be happy times always, but if you really want to improve your relationships day by day, little by little, just keep these things in your mind. Do not disrespect your partner. Your partner is not your enemy, that you'll just disrespect your partner when your mood is off or when you're not just feeling like doing anything. Or so my second tip is that understand your partner. Now this also you have heard a lot of times, but you always wonder that how do we understand our partner? Like how do we understand our partner? Now listen to me. First of all, as I said that you should trust your partner. How that trust will be built is through understanding only. Like when you know someone, you trust that person very well. You trust that person better, right? So to understand your partner, communicate more. We are going to talk about this a lot in the upcoming steps, but communicate with your partner. Know about what your partner likes or dislikes, what your partner loves to do or does not love to do. What all are hobbies, interests? Talk about these things rather than just talking about what you like or what you love. There should be a mutual conversation. Mutual conversation, I mean to say that talk about what you love as well as what your partner loves, so that it really doesn't look that only you are the person who is making efforts or you are the person who just wants to speak or you're just not letting your partner speak, right? So here's my third piece of advice, and that is that value each other's opinions. Like when you are in a relationship, aisa zaruri nahi hai that your partner is going to have opinions just as you have or same as you have, right? You may be having different opinions because of different conditioning, different perceptions, different backgrounds, or for XYZ factors. So it's not compulsory. It's not like that you people are going to have same opinions about almost everything, right? So try to understand what your partner believes in. Have clarity. Communicate. Go deeper. Like try to know everything at a deeper level. So here's my fourth piece of advice, and that is personal space. Now, if I talk about today's generation, I have seen a lot of people who are so clingy with their partner. They just don't want to leave their partner. See, I understand your love, but sometimes giving personal space is so much important in a relationship. We all want to be alone, no matter how many loved ones we have around us. Sometimes we just want a space in which we are there. No one else, no one is going to disturb us, no one is going to talk to us, no one or nothing. Just we and we. So it happens. Like try to give personal space to your partner. If your partner is not feeling so good, comfort that partner. I'm not telling you to leave your partner, but if you feel that your partner just needs some personal space for a moment of time, just give your partner that space, because at some point of time you'll also require a personal space, and that is so much important, right? We don't like to be always crowded by people. We sometimes just want to be alone. So if you like to be alone sometimes, think of your partner like that as well. Like, your partner also might be needing personal space. So my fourth advice would be to give personal space, so that it really doesn't look that you're so much clingy. It doesn't really look that you are not in a mood to just leave your partner no matter what. Communicate even when it is hard. Like, I've seen a lot of people again who do not communicate when things are hard, who just either block or just run away or do things like that, but they don't want to face the reality. I don't know why people just want to run away from the reality. Like, if you know that this is the right person, why you're running away from the reality? Just face it. Just talk about it. Just communicate with your partner, because communication is the key. If you won't talk about it, you'll always keep running from it. And there is no solution if you're just running away from it. Just talk about it. Just communicate with your partner. Just sit in silence with your partner and try to understand what's the situation, what's the actual cause. Talk about it. Find solutions together. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how much you have to cry or your partner has to cry. But communicate always. Be open with your partner. If you're not open with your partner, it's not at all a relationship. Right? You have to understand this thing, that if you can't openly communicate with your partner, if you can't openly express yourself, if you don't have transparency with your partner, you are not at all in a right relationship. I'm not talking about person, but I'm talking about relationship as a whole. So communicate with your partner even when it is so hard. Even if it costs you maybe so many tears, maybe whatever it is. But communicate whatever the issue is. It's really needed when you are in a relationship and you want to get things sorted out. Because if you will not communicate, if you will not clear out things today, they are going to turn out into bigger issues tomorrow or maybe day after tomorrow. So that is why it is really required to communicate even when it is so hard. So these were my 5 pieces of advices in which you, when you apply these advices, you are actually going to have a positive result in your relationship. You are actually going to look at a relationship in a very different way. So my first advice was trust your partner. Then understanding should be there. Third, value each other's opinions, because that is really important. Fourth piece of advice was give each other personal space, personal time, because that is really needed by almost each and every one of us, right? Communicate even when it is hard. This was my last and the most important tip, I would say. That communicate even when it is hard. Don't run away like liars. Just face the reality. Whatever it is, just face it and clear it out, right? So I hope you enjoyed this very short and important episode, and you actually know where you are lacking, why your relationship is not so much flourishing, and what you have to keep in mind if you are in a relationship or if you are going to be in a relationship. So these are 5 important points that almost every person has told you, or you might have seen or heard these points from somewhere, but you neglect it. So this was kind of a reminder for you. I hope you actually enjoyed this episode.